Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 162 of the Big Boo Cast. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. Second of all, this is part two of our annual gift guide. Part one was last week. We talked about gifts for teenage boys, teenage girls, and hostess gifts. And this week, we talk about gifts for men and women. We try to make Perry proud with a few gifts that feature illumination as a function. We felt like that was the least we could do. But there are all sorts of things that Melanie and I have picked out for this upcoming season, and so we hope that you enjoy our ideas. Before we get into those ideas, though, I want to just take a minute and say that as you are running around and shopping this Christmas, or maybe you are online and you're doing everything that way, if you decide at some point that what you would really enjoy is a treat for yourself, well, I just may have the thing for you. Go to patreon.com/bigboo. That's patreon.com/bigboo. And if you subscribe to our Patreon, it's just $5 a month. You get two bonus episodes of the podcast. Every month we do a closer look episode where we dig into a topic that is really fascinating to us at the moment. And then we also do a Q&A episode where we take your questions and answer your questions. It's tons of fun. So patreon.com/bigboo. We would love for you to join us. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 162. We hope you enjoy the gift ideas. And as always, we are so glad that you're here. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are here for round two of our Christmas gift guide.
Yay!
Yay!
I feel like it should be like music or something, like a little do-do-do-do-do.
Not that.
I don't know.
What about
maybe like a...
Okay, I gotta turn it off.
It's a baseball themed gift guide, but that's it.
The end. And that that concludes it.
Mm-hmm. What more could you want? What more could you want?
Well, I have actually, since we recorded the first part of the gift guide last week, I have actually started to decorate for Christmas, which is unlike me to start this early, but I knew that I wouldn't get it done next weekend, which is the weekend after Thanksgiving. I knew that I wouldn't have time and all that kind of stuff. And last year I cut it so close to the wire with any decorations. I just couldn't get going that I made a promise to myself that I was going to get it done this year. I even put it on my calendar that I was going to start yesterday.
Oh, you weren't playing around.
Well, listen, I've driven everybody in my house crazy is what this boils down to. And I have, because I'm cooking this year, we've had a refrigerator in our garage that hasn't been plugged in a long time. And I decided that I need that plugged in. I've had a lot of things that I've needed to do. I've got I've got a Google Doc for Costco tomorrow. I'm not messing around.
No, you are not messing around. You are on it. Good for you.
So, thank you.
I have not done one thing to decorate for Christmas. I have looked online at various Christmas decorations and thought about things that I might want to decorate for Christmas and whatever, but I figure I'm going to think about that next week. So, because we're leaving for Dallas for soccer and I'm not going to get it done before Thanksgiving. And I just figure when we get back that Monday, I'll start thinking about Christmas, because at that point we will officially be in December too.
I know. Well, it's so late, the Thanksgiving.
I know. Which really throws me off. And I kind of hate, but I'm like, we can't get a tree and then leave town for 5 days because, you know, we like to get a real tree. Yes. And so anyway, and I'm going to be honest and say that the A&M Georgia game did not put me in a festive.
Sorry.
Listen, I'm going to say,
I'm so sorry.
Merry Christmas to Georgia from the SEC officiating crew.
If you know, there were a couple of times where I almost texted you and didn't, because I knew what was going to come back at me was going to be you. I knew you were in a raw place. I knew that you were in a really probably precarious place, maybe even questioning the whole A&M coming into the SEC situation.
Yeah.
So
and it's never that dire. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to say, though, is that game was a winnable game for A&M. Mm-hmm. I feel like we could have won that. I feel like, and you know, I am not one to really, that's not true. I will occasionally question officiating in a game, but I have not been so angry about officiating since DeShazer Everett got called out for targeting. That's how mad I was yesterday. That face mask on our defender before Georgia scored their touchdown was the most blatant non-call I have ever seen. Followed by what I felt like was a play that should have been whistled dead before we fumbled, and followed by a pass interference as we were driving down the field. It was so blatant that I felt like I had people from all teams on Twitter commiserate with me over the bad officiating. And I think the lesson is if your team is in a position where you're playing spoiler to a team that could essentially be in the playoffs, you're probably not going to get a lot of calls that go your way.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It is what it is. I understand. It's all business. I mean, and it's like I tell Caroline, you never want to leave the game in the hands of the ref. You don't.
Well, Jimbo said as much, I felt like, in his press conference last night.
Well, because we talked about it. He and Jimbo and I talked about it last night. And so.
That's right. Well, you texted about it, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But he did. He said, he kind of shook his head and he said, you know, we were close, but you got to be able to get it done essentially no matter what. And that's tough. But I did hear, not that it's really any consolation, but I did hear a lot of very optimistic things about A&M, I felt like, in the aftermath of that game.
Yes.
So
I agree. It did not leave me feeling, I was more frustrated by it. It's almost like in some ways you would rather go into a game and get blown out like 50-0 and just be like, we didn't even have a chance. But to feel like we were in it, like where you're like, this could have been a winnable game, feels a little frustrating. But we'll see, because I may have the chance to feel what the other side feels like when we play LSU on Saturday. That may feel like this is what it feels like to just get flat beat.
Oh, goodness. I know. Well, you know, but there again, you never know. Anybody can beat anybody.
That's right.
You never know. Y'all could be all pistons firing. Yeah. You just never know.
You never know. So, anyway.
Well, Mississippi State played Abilene Christian.
Yes.
So, I was glad we won it.
Yes.
Because I feel like if we had not won that game, I mean, not that it's been a stellar season anyway, but
no, but
and there were dozens of people in attendance. There were, the end of that game, really, there was like the band, all the spirit squads, the athletic support staff, and 14 very loyal fans.
Yes.
So
they were there just to cheer on.
Just to cheer on.
Yeah.
But we've got Thanksgiving coming up. We're gonna get into it with this gift guide, which is always so fun to think about the different things that we can pick up and share with the people that we love. So I will say though, today we were on the way to lunch after church, and we drove past Anthropology, and it had a sign on the door that said Black Friday hours. And I thought, you don't know me at all.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know me at all. Cause here's where I'm shopping Black Friday.
Yeah.
Nowhere.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah. No, on my couch, on my computer is where I'm shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I have no desire to get out in the stores to shop. Like I can't think of anything I want to buy that bad.
I'm with you. Okay. So would we like to start with gifts for women, or would we like to start with gifts for men?
Why don't we go ladies first?
Ladies first. Okay. Why don't you go with your first idea for the ladies?
Okay. I will.
Are you on the beanbag by any chance?
I am not. No, I'm sitting at my desk chair. I may be moving around a lot, but I'll try not to, but I'm not on the beanbag.
Okay. All right. I was just curious.
No, I'm not. My first one is an Amazon purchase that I got that I really liked. I have really gotten into my beanie / stocking caps over the last couple of years because I just wear them a lot for soccer games and outdoor things. And there are two that I really like, and they're both CC brand, which we'll link them. But one is a leopard print beanie that is so cute and so warm. And I really like it. And then the other one is all chenille. It's like a chenille beanie, and it's also by CC, but it's so warm and cozy, and it feels like a hug on your head if you wanted a hug on your head.
If that were, and listen, I'm already laughing because if you could hear the noise.
Really?
There's so much interference. Yes, there's so much scratchy. I'm wondering if you have on some big sleeves.
I don't. I have on a sweatshirt. Okay, hold on. I think what I'm going to do real quick, I'm going to change into my earbuds from my headphones because I think maybe my headphones make my hair scratch. Hold on.
Oh, that could be.
Hold, please. Okay, hold on. I'm moving those. I haven't worn those the last couple of times. Hold on.
I think it is better.
I think it's my hair on those. See, and it's funny because I wouldn't even hear it, but I think that's what it is. Okay.
All right.
And then the other, so the leopard print beanie, there's another one that's a chenille. It's all made of chenille. They come in a ton of colors. They're like $9.99 or $14.99, but they are super cute. If you know anybody who wants a beanie / stocking cap, it would be a great stocking stuffer. It would also work for teen girls. I just really, really like them, and you can get them on Amazon.
Okay. Very cute. Very fun. Okay, so my first one, as you know, I'm not a person who likes, I don't like jewelry by and large. I don't need any diamonds ever. That's just not my deal. But I love earrings. I really love earrings. And because Instagram knows me like no other, these earrings actually popped up on Instagram and I was like, oh, those are really pretty. And they're not, you know, I like a hoop. There's no such thing as an earring that's too big for me, but these are a little different. They're Julie Voss. I think I'm saying that right. Julie Voss earrings. And they're called the Quattro Coin earring. And they're just a really pretty bright gold earring, very classic. So I love them. Like my sister would love them. It's the whole kind of thing she likes where they're sort of medallion-y. I think they're really pretty. And then I also wanted to mention, if you want something more along the lines of what I would wear in the day to day, which is as large an earring really as possible, preferably some kind of hoop. Melanie's sister, Amy, has an Etsy shop called All Things New by Amy. And she has some great looking, like all the things that are trendy right now with the tortoiseshell and the hoops and the leather earrings that are so lightweight, all that kind of stuff. They are super affordable and so good for the women.
Yeah, I do think she has some really cute stuff, and it all is like weightless to wear, which is a double bonus. Okay.
What's next?
We're moving right along. My next thing is this may be a personal wish for myself. Not that I think anybody is going to listen to this. But I have really been wanting, so we have a Keurig coffee maker, but I've been wanting, they've got the Keurig that's the coffee, the latte, or the cappuccino maker that comes with the little thing where you can heat your milk and it froths and does the whole thing. And I think that if you have a mom or a wife or whatever who really enjoys their coffee, I think that would be a great Christmas gift, would be this coffee or cappuccino maker.
I think I would enjoy one of those as well. I just find myself, I'm so much more specific with my coffee really than anybody should ever be in terms of my expectations of my coffee, the strength of my coffee, all those things. And so
I think they're like $160 on Amazon. So they're pricier, but I think they're the kind of thing I've found lately that when I make my normal cup of coffee in the morning, I just feel kind of sad about it. I'm like, meh. And I've tried different coffees. I'm experimenting, but I feel like if I had the frother and if I could do a cappuccino situation, it would just make me It just make me feel better. Yeah.
It would be better. I will say, we were in the grocery store the other night. David and I were together, which hardly ever happens. But we had gone to dinner and needed to run to the store. And so we ran in. We have a new Publix over by our house. And well, I mean, I am at my house, but we have a new Publix close by is what I'll say. And so the Starbucks now has the Sumatra pods, which I love, that dark roast Sumatra that they have. And it is very flavorful. So if you're wanting a little, not for Christmas, I mean, I'm not saying to give somebody a box of K-Cups for Christmas. I'm not saying that.
But maybe.
I'm just saying, if you know somebody who, it's just a really good option if that's your kind of deal.
Okay. That's good to know. I'm going to put those on my list because I've been looking for, and I've tried, H-E-B has a Colombian brand. They have a French brand. They have all this. And I've just been on a coffee search. And I just, this morning I drank my cup of coffee and I was like, it just tastes sad to me. I don't know what I'm wanting. What I want is Starbucks delivered to my door every single morning, but that's not really,
no joke. You
know, so I just have to go with what I can.
Well, I highly recommend the Sumatra. Okay. It's delicious.
Okay. That's good to know.
Okay. So my next one is, as we know, because I talk about it a lot, I have come to really love a clutch option for a purse. Yes. I like to have my purse, but if I'm going to go in somewhere, I want to just pick up my little clutch and go inside and have my keys, my debit card, lipstick, phone. It's kind of all I need in life. So Able makes a wristlet called the Rachel wristlet, and it comes in all different colors of leather, but it's got a little handle on it, a thick leather handle, not some little dinky little handle, a really thick leather handle that you can wrap around your wrist if you'd like.
Okay.
But it's kind of the perfect size. So good for just throwing your stuff in there. I know I mentioned several Madewell clutches and pouches and whatnot when we did the gift guide for teenage girls, but this one I think is a little bit more grown up just in terms. Well, it's one, it's not glittery. Yeah, well. There's nothing wrong with the glittery. Wristlet, but it's just because it's got so many different color options and it's so classic. I think it's great looking.
Okay. Well, that's funny because on that same, in that same genre, I had found, and I actually saw it because I was on Instagram, but Lisa Leonard makes this. It's called Your Heart and Mine Boho Wallet.
And
it is fabulous. Like it's got a ring closure with kind of some fringe tassel that hangs down. It looks like you could totally carry it, you know, by itself, or you could tuck it into a bigger bag. And it comes in several different colors, but that's one of the things I put on my list was that Your Heart and Mind Boho wallet. Cause I think it's just so, cute and I love the way it looks.
Well, we were like-minded. We were thinking along the same lines. Imagine that. Okay. This next one of mine, I actually had on my list before you had the one that you put on your list for teenage boys, but this is, Alexon Mino glossy Bluetooth speaker. It's at Nordstrom and it looks almost like acrylic, like it's super high gloss and it comes in like a bright, there's a hot pink and there's a bright orange and, or a bright, like a bright kind of chartreusey yellowy green color, but it's just a little, I don't know. There's something about it. It's just as cute as it can be. It would look great on a desk, you know, like at work or whatever, wherever. I love a good Bluetooth option. It would also be really pretty even in one of your living rooms or your dens or whatever at your house, because it's not so speakery looking. It doesn't look
I love that.
You know, it's really cute. So, it's the Lexon Mino Glossy, just rolls off the tongue, Bluetooth speaker. And, there are a couple of other designs that Lexon has that you'll probably see if you pull this one up in different colors as well. So just a fun little way to accessorize, in a really girly way.
I love that. That's a great, and I always have music going when I'm cooking dinner and stuff. Like I love having, and I usually steal Caroline's Beats Pill when I do it, but that's a great gift.
Yes. And like, I would love the orange colored one. That's a different design than the one that I'm linking to, but there's an orange one that I think would be so cute in my living room, yeah. You know, like as opposed to moving a speaker around all the time. That. So okay. Anyway,
my next one is, and this kind of falls under, we talked about this for teenage girls, but right now Sephora has, number one, I have mentioned they have several gift kits, and I know that it would surprise no one to know that I personally would love to get nothing but a lot of beauty products for Christmas. I feel like every woman loves beauty products or something. So I feel like you can't go wrong to that extent with a Sephora gift card or an Ulta gift card if you're going to do that. But one of the best things right now is they have the Give Me More Lip Kit. It's Sephora. It's $25, but it has a full-size Charlotte Tilbury lipstick in it, which normally is $24 by itself. But then it also has a sample of that Laneige sleeping mask. It's got a fresh sugar scrub lip balm. I mean, like 5 or 6 products in there for $25. And I think that would just be, I would be thrilled to get that on Christmas morning, just because it's a lot of different things for your lips. And I know we've talked about the Last Stash before, but I just think there's so many great gift sets that any woman in your life would like to get.
I agree. I like any kind of beauty product that somebody else selects for me. I ordered the Dry Bar Mascara, that you mentioned, and I like it so much. But one reason why I just ordered it by itself is because I had enough points at Sephora to get a NARS kit. It was the 500-point reward, and it came with a little blush and a little mascara, a little eyeliner, a little lip color. And I'm just as tickled about trying all of those things.
Yes.
Just can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a those gift sets are such a good way to get to try a product before you buy the full size product to find out like what you really love. And so I think they're a great thing. And I think that whether it's your grandmother or your aunt or your best friend, I think everybody likes some sort of beauty product. So I think that's a great, to me, go to Sephora and look around.
Okay, so my next one is kind of a companion to the Bluetooth speaker, but only like in terms of color and general maybe obnoxiousness in its brightness. But it's a multicolor leopard print utensil tray. And this is actually what my friend Emma Kate gave me for my birthday this year. And it is so cute. It is from 8 Oak Lane. It's $24. And I know it's called a utensil tray, meaning you could put it out and put utensils in it, you know, if you're having kind of a buffet sort of setup. But I actually have it on my desk at school. It's where I keep my Post-it notes and my lotion, just, you know, kind of a little organizer on my desk. But it's leopard print, but in baby blue and royal blue and pink and orange and hot pink and green. It's so cute. And I love that kind of stuff. I'm always, I don't know what it says about me, but a tray is one of my favorite gifts because I love the way a tray can pull a bunch of unrelated things together, whether it's because you need to be a little bit more organized with what you're storing in the tray, or you want to accessorize within the tray, or you just need a place to put your jewelry or whatever. But this one is darling. So it's the multi leopard utensil tray. It's super cute and it will brighten up any room of your home or office.
Okay. I love that. I think that's a great thing. I like, you know, and to me that falls in the category of, I really was thinking this year, especially because I've been online shopping a lot just because I've been bored. Like, so I've been looking at stuff, just trying to get ideas and whatever. And I thought there's so many things that to me, like that falls into the category of, I would never buy that for myself,
right?
But I would be so excited to get it. Like, I think to me, my favorite gifts are things where I'm like, oh, that would be something I'd be like, I don't need to spend money on that. But if somebody gives it to me, I would be so excited about it.
Yes, exactly. That's, it's just, for some reason, it's not the kind of thing that you would go, you know what I want to do today? I want to order some trays. But I'm always so happy to get that kind of gift. So,
Okay. I think that's for that. Great. My next one is something that I've been seeing everywhere and I'm super intrigued by it. And I think I may get it for Perry for Christmas, just mainly so I could use it too. It is on Amazon and there are different versions of it, but it is this deep tissue shiatsu massager pillow.
Oh, I have seen that. I have seen it.
Yes. And it looks so good. And like you put it, so it's a thing like you can wrap it around your neck and it's got like where you can hold it, like kind of handle, so you can hold it. So, but everybody says it like is super deep pressure, which is my favorite kind.
Yes.
And you can use it on your neck and shoulders. You could use it on your lower back. You can lay down on it. You could use it on your legs. And I just am at a point in my life where something is always sore on my body. Mm-hmm. Sometimes because of things like I carried in too many grocery bags at one time, like it's not even a real injury. It's just, but I think to me that is such a great, that could be such a great gift. It heats up. So it's like warm and it massages and it just, it looks heavenly. So I think that would be, and I mean, they're like $35. So, I think that would be a gift that anybody would like.
Yes. And I think, this is not a similar thing, but I ordered not too long ago some, I needed some new gloves because we had a football game and I didn't have any good gloves that I could use in techs at the same time. Mm-hmm. And years ago, my brother-in-law and sister-in-law gave me some Marmot gloves that I have loved. They're fleece and so warm, but they don't have the texting fingers. So I ordered me some Marmot Women's Connect gloves. They're $30. They're so comfortable and you can text up a storm. They're that kind of, they're thin, but they're super warm. And so I have loved them and will love them for a long time, I think. But I had some fleece ones that I could text in, but I don't know. I hit my microphone, but they fit weird around. I don't know, but these are fantastic. So again, normally that's not something I would buy for myself. I don't really sit around and think I really need some gloves. I was just kind of in a desperate spot because of a football game. So,
yeah.
Women's Connect gloves.
I feel like I'm going to buy those because I am in a desperate spot because I keep thinking about school soccer season's going to start and I'm going to sit out in the cold a lot.
Mm-hmm. And these, I don't know. I love the material and they're cuffed. So I like a thick cuff on a glove so nothing can get inside of them air-wise. Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan. So,
okay.
Yay for them.
Okay, that's great. I had one more thing, and I think this pushes me beyond six, but the other thing I was going to mention was, and I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but Nordstrom makes it's called the Kennebunk Plush Throw.
Oh, yes, you have mentioned this.
Yes, and I know a lot of people are like, you know, a throw blanket is kind of a generic Christmas gift, but sometimes you need a generic Christmas gift, and this one you could get it monogrammed. I would be willing to bet they're normally $39.50. I would be willing to bet they're going to be part of Nordstrom's Black Friday sale, if I had to guess. And they'll put them on sale for about $25 is what they usually are during the sale. But it's the softest throw. I've washed and dried mine 1,000 times. It maintains its softness. It's kind of a velour-esque thing, but it also has these like kind of rope tassels on it. So it's pretty, like you could leave it out. It's not like a janky throw that you have to hide when company comes. Cause you know,
is that also a brand, the janky throw?
It is not the trademark janky throw. It is it's a plush throw. And it comes, the best part is it comes in a million different colors. So you could get it to match whatever somebody's living room, bedroom, decor is, et cetera, but it is a really nice, and it feels much more expensive than it is kind of throw.
Okay. I love that. My next one is also something for warmth.
Yes.
Okay. So I am really picky about coats and jackets and whatnot. I don't love jackets. It takes a lot for me to really buy in with one. Mm-hmm. But I have two that are super similar. I'm just going to give you two different options for where you can get them. I actually ordered the one that I have, a new jacket that I got earlier this year, because again, being outside so much for sports stuff, and I had some very specific requirements that I wanted in a jacket. Mm-hmm. And so I got the Sam Edelman faux shearling puffer coat. I actually ordered it from Nordstrom. Mm-hmm. Now I've got a nearly identical version that's on Amazon. So And they come in a ton of colors. They have tons of pockets and zippers. But what I love is that it's a long coat. When I say long, it's it comes like maybe to the top of your thighs in the front, and it's longer in the back. So it's cute with leggings for that reason.
Yeah, perfect.
A little, And then it's on the side, it has zippers so that, like, you know how sometimes if you sit down in your coat and you're like, okay, it's a little tight.
Yeah.
But it has zippers. You can zip it up on the sides and make it looser down below, which is genius. Why did it take somebody so long to think about this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like an expandable suitcase, except it's further behind. Uh-huh. So
I could use that in a lot of facets of my life.
So anyway, but it's on, so it's the same animal versions on Nordstrom. I'll link to that. And then on Amazon, there's an identical coat, maybe just a little bit longer in the front and a little bit longer in the back. It's called the Orelay Thickened Down Jacket. It comes in about 10 colors. It's like $139, and it has all sizes. You can go from extra, extra small to 5X. So okay. This is a coat for the people. It's okay. It comes in, they don't have all those sizes on Nordstrom, but they do have all those sizes on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And it's darling because it's I don't know, it's a whole look, this coat is.
Okay.
So, and I love mine. So I'm very happy to share it because I think if you know somebody, especially somebody who has to sit outside a lot at sporting events or whatever, this coat, I would say Spanx leggings or good leggings and those Marmot gloves and you are all set. Well, I mean, you need shoes, but
yes, well,
I'll trust you with that. But
common sense would prevail. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a great, okay. I love that. And I'm out. Those were my, I had six. Do you have anything else? Or did I have seven? I had six.
I have a couple more. Briefly. One is, I don't know, just traveling. And, you know, it's always hard to know what to do with your jewelry and to keep it all nice and neat and tidy and all that kind of stuff. And again, Instagram knows me not like no other. Mark and Graham has a small monogram jewelry case that's just right for if you're going away for a weekend.
Okay.
It just can fit a few rings, a couple of necklaces, some bracelets, some earrings. It's not anything super big, but it's so cute and it comes in tons of different colors. You can get it monogrammed for a little extra. So I just think it's a great little gift idea, and we'll link to that. And then I think collectively we would say our friends at Hummingbird Farms have big gift boxes.
That is, and I know we already talked about hostess gifts, but that to me is such a great gift. You know,
you know
how we love our Hummingbird Farms.
We do. So there's a new Big Boo box, which has a few different products. And then there's a Big Boo 2 box that has another assortment of products. And a couple of things. This year, because it's such a great value to buy the products bundled, if you think, well, I don't want to give these all to one person. Mm-hmm. I want to get these four or five things because it's cheaper to buy them this way. You don't have to get them shipped to you in a gift box. You can choose to not get the gift box if you want to, but you can just get the products for the discounted price. And even better is if you use the code BIGBOO25, you get 25% off the already reduced price of the bulk. I mean, not the bulk, but the combo. So did I say that right?
Yeah, you did say that right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great deal. And I do think that is the nice thing about those gift sets is you could totally divide them up if you did not want to give a whole box away or you wanted to keep something for yourself or whatever. No judgment.
Yeah, no judgment because, for example, that Big Boo 2 box is essentially everything I want with me for the rest of my life, I mean, besides my people or whatever. Yeah. But it's got the Big Boo 2 box has it has the pillow, the lavender pillow mist that I love. It has the lavender citrus heavy cream that I love.
Yes.
It has the body oil that I am obsessed with, and it has body wash.
Yeah.
And so normally that would be, I think, I can't remember, but it would be over $100.
For sure.
For those four things. Mm-hmm. But you get $43 off. So it's $75 for those four things, plus an additional 25% off with the coupon. So it's a good deal.
Mm-hmm. It is a good deal. That lavender citrus is divine.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. So as always, we highly recommend our Hummingbird Farms friends. And then one last thing that I thought of is I always love a piece of art that's memorable, or it's, you know, kind of stands for a season or whatever. And at Lindsay Letters, they have a nativity sketch. You have to order it by December 12th if you want to get it in time for Christmas. But they have a nativity sketch that's so simple of the manger scene, but it's so beautiful. And it's just one of those things, like, you just want to look at it for a long time. It's just like a charcoal. I say that like I know the art tools used. Yeah. I don't know if it's pencil or charcoal or what, but it's simple and beautiful, and I would leave it up in my house all year long. You can buy just the print, or you can add the framing and all that kind of stuff. You can buy it in several different sizes, but it's gorgeous. And so I think that would be a really sweet gift for a family member or for a good friend. It's just really gorgeous.
Yes. Okay. I think that's great. I think well done. Well done.
Listen, there are just so many wonderful, wonderful options.
Yes, yes, there are.
Hello, everybody. I'm here in the middle of the podcast to remind you that if you like to listen to Melanie and me talk about all of our favorite things, and if you would like to look at some of those favorite things yourself, you can do that at our Amazon store. It's amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And it's super simple. You'll see pictures of a lot of the things that we mention when we talk right here on the podcast. And then you'll even see little caption boxes next to those pictures where we share our comments and deep thoughts and feelings about each one of those items. So amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Everything isn't there because, contrary to popular belief, Amazon does not, in fact, have everything. But what we talk about that is on Amazon, you will find it right there. Amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Also, if you would like to keep up with the shenanigans that seem to occur in my life and Melanie's life, you can do that on social media. You can find Melanie on Instagram at Melanie Schenkel. You can find me on Instagram at BooMama205. You can find Melanie on Twitter at BigMama. And you can find me on Twitter at Boo Mama. And you can also, if you would like, hire us a social media consultant who would have told us to make all our names the same in all the places. Alrighty, here we go. Back to episode 162. Okay, so for men, I feel like, I have to tell you ahead of time, I'm so proud of one of my items.
I cannot
wait. Because I feel like If there were a Perry Schenkel certification process for a gift, I have one that I think would make it.
That is high praise. That is, do you want to lead with that? I mean, I feel like.
Well, I can. I don't want to.
I mean, I feel like we need to know.
I don't want to set the bar too high. Okay. I don't want to set the bar too high. And listen, Perry might see this thing and say, that's garbage. That would never work. Listen. But I feel like it combines some things that he really enjoys in life.
Okay. I cannot wait.
Okay, so here's what they are. And I didn't even know that this existed. They're called Thanks Tom's LED flashlight gloves.
Oh, this has promise. I'm just going to say that this has promise.
So they're not really gloves. They're just, it's like, I don't know. It's a partial glove kind of, but on the index finger of each glove there is an LED light so that as you work you shine light on the area where you're working. So let's say you needed to, I don't know, use a wrench for some reason. And you needed that wrench, you needed to really be able to see where you were putting that wrench. You would have the light right literally on your fingertip.
Oh, that is brilliant.
So that you can see as you work. Okay. So you don't even have to like put your head way down, like with your head, like the lights are on the fingers of the gloves.
That's genius. So that's, and you know that there's, I mean, as we've discussed, there is nothing that is needed more in every man's life than good illumination.
It is critical
to every situation.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what I would pair it with. This is another thing I was kind of proud that I found that I did not know existed. So I would get the Thanks Tom's LED illuminated gloves or whatever they're called. I said that right. Flashlight gloves. And then I would put it with, it's called, I don't know the brand name, but it's a magnetic wristband. And so it's a magnetic, I mean, it's a wristband, but it has really strong magnets in it. So you can put nails on the wristband. You can put screws on the wristband. You can put bolts on the wristband.
Oh.
So that as you work, you just pull them off of the wristband and you don't have to keep going back or digging through your tool belt. So let's say you know you're going to need 8 bolts for yes. your project. You can just put those 8 bolts on that magnet that's on mm-hmm. your wrist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And get to work.
Oh, this feels genius. This, I feel like mm-hmm. you may have just saved Christmas at our house. I feel mm-hmm. like, okay, so, well, you should be proud of yourself. I'm going to tell you, well done.
Thank you.
Well
thank you. Done. But isn't that smart?
It's so
like,
smart.
I would love one of those for like when I'm hanging pictures or whatever, just to have the all the nails right
yes.
there and just pull it off the magnet and put it in the wall. Yes. I think it's great.
I think it's great because I'm going to tell you that right now, what currently holds Perry's nails if he's working on a project at home is me. You know what I'm saying?
So like, well,
where's my drill bit?
I would like to introduce you to some free time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. All of a sudden, you talk about I get lots of my life back, not having to stand
That's
around
right.
and supervise a product project. Okay, I love that.
I think it was in the picture of this magnetic wristband, they actually have drill bits just all lined up on that magnet. It's
okay.
fantastic.
Well, that's because we're always needing a different size drill bit. I didn't even know they made mm-hmm. so many different sizes, but they do. And
right.
It's tricky and you need access to all of
it's
them.
Tricky.
All of them.
You do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Time.
Well, my first one, I'm going to go with this one first because it kind of goes along with that. And this is something else that Perry Schenkel is going to be getting for Christmas. It's the Leathercraft In and Out Bucket 61 Pocket Tool Organizer.
Oh,
I'm going to tell you.
You said 61 pockets.
61, not 60 pockets, 61 pocket tool
61
organizer.
Pocket.
Here's the thing about Perry is he always has, if you look in the back of his truck, he always has approximately 57 different buckets in the back of his truck. I don't know mm-hmm. what the buckets are for. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the buckets do, but he'll tell me even sometimes. He's like, hey, go out in my truck and look in the bucket and see. And I'm like, well, first of all, you're going to need to clarify. And second of all, but he's always storing stuff in the buckets. But this is mm-hmm. actually mm-hmm. a nice leather device that you can put on any bucket. So it goes on an existing bucket that you own. And then it becomes a 61 pocket tool organizer. So then you have all these pockets that go around the outside of the bucket, that go inside the bucket.
Like,
you can put things in the bucket.
It goes around. It goes around like a normal utility
yes,
bucket.
It goes around
That's genius.
A normal utility bucket, and it turns it into a 61 pocket tool organizer. So it's only $19.99. It's heavy duty. It's got like a pocket, like you could put a tape measure, so you've got stuff in the bucket and then you've got all your tools, your tape measures, your drill bits, all your stuff outside the bucket. And it fits
your magnetic wristband, your LED flashlight gloves, all go
That's
in the
right.
pockets.
It has a drill holder with a side release buckle security strap. just saying.
Yes, I know.
Because if there's anything we like more than buckets, it's our safety when we're using our tools.
It's safety.
So to have mm-hmm. a slide release mm-hmm. buckle security strap, which I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
But anyway.
It's important.
Yeah,
though.
It has
it's
like
important.
Some little Velcro patches. But anyway, it basically fits almost any bucket and you can put it around a bucket and, you know, it's great.
Fantastic. Do you know that yesterday we were at Home Depot? And they have, you know, they keep utility buckets kind of at the end of different mm-hmm. aisles so that if you need a bucket, you can just pick one up. They have utility buckets at our Home Depot with the Alabama logo on there and with the Auburn logo on there. And I thought, well, I'm going to have to leave the state. Like not even the utility buckets are safe from having to Roll Tide or War Eagle. Like there's no mm-hmm. escaping it. You've got to pick a team, everybody, even when you buy a utility bucket.
That's
at the
exactly
Home
right. Because why are you going to miss a chance to represent your school of choice, even when using a bucket?
That's right. Even
so
with
that's
a bucket.
Mine.
Oh, that's great. Okay. This next one is pricey.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and say it's pricey, but I think it's special. So I don't know what kind of things people are commemorating.
Hazel's super excited about it.
Okay, so this is from a company called Lake Art, and you have to order this by December 2nd if you want it delivered for Christmas. But I will tell you this. David ordered one of these as a retirement gift for a friend of his, and who really loves the lake. And then also for another friend of ours who has been so generous to just continually share their lake house mm-hmm. with us. But you can order these framed, or you can order them in the form of a tray. They have all kinds of different products. But essentially, it's a map of somebody's favorite lake or body of water. You select mm-hmm. by state, and then you select by county. And so, like, I went to Alabama, and then I went to Coosa County, and it pulls up Lay Lake, Lake Martin. Like, you just find your lake. And they etch it into the wood. And it, and then it also has varying depths. So you can see that, like, it's really cool. It's really pretty. But for people who love a body of water and who can tell you everything about mm-hmm. that body of water and where you can find certain things on that body mm-hmm. of water, like, it's a really cool way to, to not have just a map, but to have, it's almost like it's not 3D, but it's got some dimension to it. So I think they're really cool. And so, but they're like $170. So they're not cheap, but if you had, you know, like a father who was retiring, or you had, I don't know, a friend who was, who had shared a lake house with you, or a condo on some body of water somewhere, it's just a really cool token of affection. Okay. So you really have to, I'm not doing them justice to describe them, but you kind of have to look at them, but pretty much any body of water you can think of that might be meaningful to somebody, they can etch that thing into wood for you. And
I think that's very cool. Okay. My next one is also, I'm going to go with the pricey, but I feel like people ask me about this all the time and they want to know about it all the time. And it really could be a men or women thing. It could be a family thing. It could be whatever. But I just have to say that my best Christmas present ever, bar none, was my opal countertop ice maker. It mm-hmm. is the gift mm-hmm. that keeps on giving. I use it every single day. Mm-hmm. I cannot stress how much I love it. It is extravagant. It's pricey, I will say, but you can get it on Amazon. I've had mine for a year now, and I will say it has passed every test for me of quality and enjoyment and my love of ice. And if you're just looking for a big splurge for a man or woman in your life, a husband, this would be more like a spouse present. You know, cause I'm like you, I don't need diamond rings, but do I need good ice? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
That is my priority. But mm-hmm. the opal countertop ice maker, I just feel like people ask about it all the time. And so I just want to say for the record, yes, it is that good. And yes, it is worth it. If you are in the market for a splurge type item, I highly recommend,
Okay. So my next one is something that David and Alex both have and both love. And I think that it would be a great gift for a man of uh-huh. any age. And it is from Mountain Khaki, which is probably, it's a beloved clothing brand mm-hmm. in this house. But it's the Tatanka webbing belt, and there's a Tatanka webbing belt, and then there's a saltwater webbing belt. But either one of them, you know, they come in different colors and different patterns. But they're really long, and then you cut it to the length that it needs mm-hmm. to be for you, and then you just heat the end up so it doesn't fray. But they're great looking. They're super durable. If you are somebody who likes to, or if you know somebody who likes to get out and would wear it in the water or whatever, it dries really quickly. There's really no way to hurt it or ruin it.
That's a great one. My next one is also a clothing type item. Last year I got him a Patagonia, and it was their better sweater, like pullover, which I love. Mm-hmm. I happen to think looks really nice. I think that men look really nice in them. He did not like it. This is not surprising. This is not surprising that he and I had different. He just says it's too hot. It's not windproof enough that he's going to wear it outside, and then he's going to be too hot if he wears it inside. And so whatever. So I was like, I can't even, whatever. So, but what he did end up getting when we returned it was he got the Patagonia Better Sweater Zip Vest, which looks the same, but it's just the vest. And he loves that vest. Like, he's not one to really get excited. I know this will shock y'all. He's not one to really get excited about clothing in general. That's just not really his thing. But like, he loves that vest. Like, as soon as the weather cooled off, he was like, oh, I'm going to pull my vest out, because it's like the perfect layer. It warms you up without being too warm, because as he will tell you, it's really just about keeping your core warm.
Sure.
So it keeps your core warm, but it also looks nice. Like, it really looks nice over a, you know, button up shirt and with jeans or boots or whatever. It's just, and they come in different colors, but we really like the Patagonia Better sweater zip vest.
This is my spiritual gift. Not my spiritual gift, but my gift that has a spiritual slant to it. But it's Dr. Tony Evans has a new study Bible. And I think he's so wise, and such a fantastic preacher and pastor. And so he has a study Bible. It's the CSB version, but inside it's got different things that he's written. It's got all kinds of features or whatever. But I think that his method of communicating, I think, is super appealing to men and women. But I think it would be a great way to dig a little deeper in scripture if a man in your life is interested in doing that. So,
okay. I like that. And I feel like I have people that message me a lot asking about a men's Bible study or something that men can do, just because they don't seem to make as much of that stuff for men maybe as they do for women. So that's a really good idea.
So anyway.
Okay. My next one is not spiritual. But it's not a bottle of gin. It could be. Right. I mean, don't underestimate a bottle of gin or a good bottle of bourbon or whiskey in your man's life. But this is, they're DG Hill, but they're insulated thermal socks.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know about these socks particular. I will say that I found them. I can't remember who. I found them through somebody, and I immediately put them on Perry's list of things he's getting for Christmas, because he works outside all the time. We're at sporting events. His feet are always cold, and these have phenomenal reviews. And he loves his smart wool socks, but I think it's worth, I mean, these are not expensive, so I felt like it's worth trying them, because if they're as good as people say they are, they would be well worth it. But they're insulated thermal socks that are supposed to keep your feet nice and toasty warm.
I love that. You know, one thing I saw when I was looking around for different things, and I can link to this, it's not on my list, but I saw their hand warmers that you recharge. Rechargeable hand warmers, and then you put them back in the little charger, and then you can use them again. I don't have any idea how long they last or anything, but I thought, well, that might be nice.
That's a good, yeah, because, you know, we always get Caroline every year. We get her a pack of hand warmers that she uses, you know, just the kind that you put in your, you know, the little paper ones, because she uses them on the sidelines during soccer games or when she's hunting or whatever. So that would, a rechargeable one, that's a good idea.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Okay, here's my last one. And this is a company that I have loved for a long time, and I love what their products I have loved for a long time. But this is Ultra. And you can go to ultra.com. Of course, we'll link to it, or theultra.com. Well, they do letterpress prints, and you can search by category, by your state or whatever, but they have these alma mater prints that seem to just perfectly sum up the schools that they represent. So, for example, the Mississippi State print just says Klanga, Klanga, Klanga.
Perfect.
The Ole Miss print says Gosh Almighty. Like, it's just... you know, little phrases that would be meaningful to people who went to school at different places. I think there's such a cool thing for somebody who might not want to put, you know, might not want to put a football poster in their office, or might not have a framed diploma in their office, but it's just a great way to identify with, you know, where you went to college or your home state or a place that means a lot to you. They're great. And so it's not any kind of flowery artwork or anything like that, but I think they're really cool. They would also, if in addition to the flag that you might buy for sons or nephews or cousins' college dorm, they'd be great for somebody's dorm. So,
okay,
they're awesome.
That's great. That's a great gift. And then I have, this is my last one, but it's something that I bought for myself probably 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. And it is Eddie Bauer makes, it's an oversized down throw. Here's what I love about this down throw. It, on one side, it's the material of like a, I don't know why I can't think of the word. It's like a coat material where it's like waterproof, windproof, that type of material. Like, what am I trying to say? Maybe nylon? I don't know.
Something.
It's something. It's like a down puffy coat is essentially, that's one side of it.
Yes.
And that side is printed. They have plaid in different colors. They have a camo one that's really cute. But then the other side is fleece. So it's like a super warm fleecy. So to me, it has been the best outdoor blanket for sporting events. But it's also super soft and comfortable. So it's great to have, like, I mean, it's comfortable to have on your couch. It's not, but it also is such a good one. Like, I've sat in soccer games where it has been like pouring down rain and had that blanket over my legs with an umbrella. And like, it really does keeps you warm without getting wet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great, and they usually have them. I think normally they're like 80 to 90, but that's another one that Eddie Bauer typically puts on sale for about 50% off. Cause I think I actually bought mine after Christmas one year. But I noticed the other day they were 50% off and they run like maybe $45 to $50, but they come in lots of different colors. And they would be great for really anybody, you know, that goes to outdoor sporting events, or you could use it in a hunting blind, or anywhere where you might be outdoors and need to be warm.
That's great.
Yeah. And it blocks the wind.
Yes. I would put that, listen, I'd move that on up to the women's list and put that with that coat.
Yeah.
And those gloves, you know, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it really
is. That's one of those things everybody needs,
yeah,
you know?
It is. And it really is one of those that, like, I keep it, like, that blanket from now until, like, March or April stays in the back of my car always. Like, I just, I keep it back there because I never know, you know, when I'm going to find myself outside and need a blanket.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it's a great. I really like it. I really, really like it.
Well, so many ideas.
I know. And still plenty of time to shop. 4 weeks to shop.
4 weeks. So we'll have all these links in the show notes for y'all. And we hope in some way it's helpful.
Yeah.
You know,
that you have found some things that you might be able to purchase for your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. I may buy those LED flashlight gloves for myself.
I wish you would. I wish you would, and then I wish you would wear them at your next speaking event, like to highlight a passage as you're reading it in the Bible. That's my Christmas wish.
That would be fantastic. That would be so good. You know how, like, I used to see people who were a little older, and they would get ready to read, and they, like, if it was, you know, DM or whatever, and they'd pull out a little light or something, and you think, gosh, that's sad. And if you don't think that I hadn't been in some situations lately where I'm like, I'm going to need some more light, thank goodness for my phone and my flashlight that I can. Well, I went to dinner with some friends the other night and I thought, well, there's no way under any circumstances, glasses or no, that I'm going to be able to see what's on this menu.
Yeah.
Like, I'm either going to need somebody to get hold of a dimmer and lift the lights up a little bit, or I'm going to have to resort to some illumination. I needed those gloves.
Yeah, it really is. And I remember vividly being, and at the time I thought my grandmother was so old, and now looking back, she was probably 60. I remember being in a restaurant with her when she asked the waiter if he had a flashlight because there was no way she could read the menu. And I was mortified. Like, it was one of the, like, I still remember it where I was like, that's so embarrassing. And now I'm like, yeah, I get it. I could totally, if it weren't for my iPhone, I could absolutely be somebody who has to ask for a flashlight in a restaurant to read the menu.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
There we are.
All right, everybody. Well, happy Thanksgiving for one thing.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes. I hope everybody has a great one.
And then Merry Christmas as you shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.